Our next presenter is Silvio Guimier, if I pronounced this correctly. Please.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. So I'm Silvio Guimier. I'm from Laval University. And I'm presenting here on behalf of my PhD student, Yann Perrière, that could not attend the meeting because he's working his thesis. He's finishing this year, so I chained him up in this office and let a glass of water and carrots. So I came to the meeting to present him. So I try my best to present his work on the assessment of drainage capacity of cranberry fields. So in the last few years at Laval University, we've been working in optimizing irrigation in cranberry production. So we're trying to find out the thresholds for starting and ending irrigation in the field, okay? And so far we learned a lot. And the first thing we have learned that a good knowledge of hydrological process in the field can lead to an increase in production. So in the irrigation and drainage processes. So another thing that we can we learn is that cranberry is very sensitive to soil wet conditions. Okay, so therefore it demands a high drainage capacity of the soil and the system. Okay, so here we have an experiment we setting up with Vincent Pelletier. With in a growth cabinet here, so we measured the transpiration of the cranberry plants after a flooding. So the worst case here is after 120 hours of flooding, the transpiration of the cranberries dropped by 40%, and took 12 days to arrive to the 100% of the blank black. Yeah. Okay, so that's to summarize the effect of drainage. A poorly drained field can have a strong impact in the transpiration, and transpiration is highly correlated with yields in cranberry. Okay, so we need to measure, you need to characterize fields in order to find out if they have drainage problems. So one way to do that is to perform the water table drawdown, because we can measure also the flux in the outlet of the drain. But in cranberry fields, the outlets are covered with water, so it's very difficult to measure the outflow in that case manually. So one thing we can do, and we did, we apply some water, we install some equipment in the field like tensiometers and wells, observation wells. And we start the irrigation here, where they have a system, irrigation system fixed, so we sprinkler irrigation. And after that, we apply six hours of irrigation, about 30 millimeters of water, okay? And watch how much time it takes to drain this water, okay? So in Quebec, we have a kind of law that we need to drop 40 centimeters of water in 24 to 48 hours to not have the impact. But from the Vincent Pelletier experiment, we had to do that faster, okay? Because even in 24 hours here, it took 5 or 7 days to get to the 100%. Evapotranspiration. Okay, so we need to revise that. Okay, so we measure the matchcreek potential and the water level, water table level, every 50 minutes, and we can determine the drainage velocity or the drawdown, water table drawdown. Okay, but it's very time consuming because we need to get there and install the equipment, and we use a lot of water. 30 millimeters per field to identify drainage problems, okay? So we were trying to develop a new system to measure that, and what we did, So the objective of this work, the Jens' work, is to identify soil variables that could be used as diagnostic variables for drainage, okay, for drainage diagnostics, and to propose based on those variables we find out a new criterion for drainage, okay, without measuring the drainage. So we performed some soil samples in Quebec region. So 40 cranberry fields. Each cranberry field we made a soil profile where we took core soil cores in three depth of the profile. So we performed some chemical analysis, physical analysis, particle size distribution, and hydraulic properties characterization with instantaneous profile, because we had all in disruption and subsurface curves with the hysteresis. So here is some images with our equipment and some profiles here we dig. So after that, we took all the variables and we wrote a little script in R. Okay, that's very easy in R because you write some one line and produce beautiful things like that, like the dendrogram here. So we perform a cluster analysis in order to group the soil, in order to group the soil profiles into a number of groups that we can work on. So we find out that all soil profiles could be characterized within 9 groups of soil. So here we have the colors of the soil type, and that's very difficult to characterize because most of the cranberry fields are man-made soils. So they took the topsoil and they place sand over the bugs. So It didn't follow any classification, American and Canadian, so it's difficult to characterize like that. So we made up our classifications based on numbers, and for each group we have the color and some chemical properties and hydrological properties. Okay. So we are trying to find out a variable or a soil property that can explain more about the drainage, the drainage capacity. So we look in the old textbooks in soil physics. We find out about the metric flux, the potential metric flux. Okay, that's the integral of the conductivity function. Okay, so we took that, we place the thresholds we identify for cranberries, and we integrate the conductivity functions over these extremes here, and we find out a number. Okay, that's the metric potential flux. That's the Kirchhoff transformation. Okay, so why we choose that? Because it takes into account all the N, M, alpha parameters from Wangen-Newton coefficient, for example, and that's easier to characterize only one to find out. But we need to measure to perform a retention curve in order to get this equation here. Okay. So after that, we performed some hydro simulation based with all the soil profiles. We performed hydro simulations, and in order to test some scenarios, so we depart with a completely saturated domain with two drains here, and we change the soil properties for the 40 soil profiles we have identified, and we try to find out the drainage time or the water table drawdown simulated. So what we found out that 72% of the soil profiles don't meet the drainage time required. Okay, it's the 24 to 48 hours here. So it's a large amount of fields that don't meet the drainage threshold for the cranberries. Okay, and mostly we identify the groups 1, 5, 7, 8, and 9 to be the more problematic ones. Okay, so this thing here is for helping agronomists and growers to identify problems without measuring directly. Okay, but the problem, we need to dig yet to get this information. Okay, and I don't know, there is an app in iPhone to dig soil. Perhaps Jean is trying to find one. Jean, no. So that's difficult. You need to dig, you need to perform some classification of the profile. Okay, so we're trying to do it to do less damage. So we apply some GPR survey in order to identify the homogeneous areas. And here we have this the transects of the GPR over the cranberries field. So we perform a GPR survey in winter and in summer. So winter in Quebec, summer in Quebec. It's pretty the same thing, not like here. So so we I'm sorry. That's hot in here, that's great. Huh? Quebec is snowing right now. I'm a Brazilian guy, so I prefer that here. So we pass the GPR here with 7 meters space between the lines, and we can follow some properties here, okay? And we can interpolate this property, okay? In this kind of work here, we are not interested in calculate the energy of the wave or the dielectric constant. We only need to identify similar zones. So this zone behaves in red here, will behave here, like here. So if I take a sample right here, it will be representative of this one. So we limit the number of samples to identify and classify the field. Okay? So only a few examples of we can do it with a GPR. So here we have a soil profile, and here we have a layer with iron concretion. So we can see the iron concretion like here. Okay? I'm sorry, I put the drainage trench here, but so here, okay, we can see the drains of the field, okay, with the hyperbole. So we can model the hyperbole here and find out what's the water content of this area here. So, but it can give some information because we have a continuous iron concretion here. So when water comes from the surface, it needs to get all this way and find the drain, because the iron concretion here is very porous. Okay, but the pores are not connected with each other. So the geologic conductivity is near to zero for this kind of structure. So what are the conclusions? The conclusion is 72% of the profiles present a drainage problem. So the metric flux potential can be used for a first diagnostics. We need to dig, we need to install, so we identify first where is the possibility of a problem, a drainage problem, and we install the equipment and measure out. We associate the measurement with GPR transects. We can limit the number of samples, okay? And that's too high. 72% is too high for problems in drainage. Why is that? A drainage field can get on from 0 to 50 years in operation. If they don't work the field, okay? So if they construct a field, then you will think, because it lasts for 50 years, we're going to live with that, okay? And there's a permanent crop. We don't work. Most don't work. There's no till in cranberries. So we think that there's some kind of drainage inducing modifications in the profile. Okay, so we set up a new experience to find out with Ian Perrier, where we make some fluctuations with the water table and associated with a CT scan. So we measure a densification here. It's like a hydro consolidation, soil particles with the high speed drainage and rewetting fluctuation of the water table, the soil starts to consolidate and reduce the porosity and hydraulic conductivity. Okay, so we're trying to publish that. We're sent to Vadozian Journal. So hopefully next year we'll have this work to read. Thank you.
Time for one question. Robert.
This may be a neat question, but why not irrigate less but more frequently if you wouldn't have any of those issues?
Oh yeah, that's but the problem is the rain, and we need to and sometimes they use flooding for insects control. You know, so you need to have a performance soil drainage and system. That's we put water in cranberry fields very, very often. So we need a high functioning drainage system in soil.
And we do irrigate for frost control too.
Yeah.
So you irrigate for frost and you get rid of the
water. Yeah, the more quickly possible. Thank you.
Thank you.